Asking prices for properties increased by around 2% nationally in the first 3 months of this year as signs of recovery were evident in the property market. But the situation changed dramatically towards the end of the quarter. This is according to the latest report on the sector from the property website myhome.ie. Davy, Chief Economist Conal McCrillia, authored the report and is on the line now. And it really was a tale of two property sectors in the quarter, Conal. We had a recovery from Brexit on the one hand, and then we had COVID-19.
Indeed, and I suppose it's hard to remember now, but I suppose when in the October Brexit date was in people's minds, I think that was definitely depressing prices. It was persuading buyers and sellers to sort of stay away from the market. I think what we actually saw early on in 2020 was a bit of a rebound in terms of prices, but also transactions rebounding as well. But clearly that's not going to last. If we look at just the last couple of weeks, the number of new listings, new properties being put onto the My Home website is down on around 50% from where it was last year, and clearly that's only getting worse in terms of those new listings tailing off. I think what we're probably looking at now for the next couple of months is a pretty illiquid housing market in which there may be almost no transactions whatsoever. And I suppose the official CSO measure of house prices could be quite volatile during that period. You wonder if they'd be even able to publish it at all, given there could be close to zero transactions for a few weeks at least.
Is that bad, you reckon?
It is bad, obviously, because it reflects the virus and the hits to the economy and the social restrictions. There may be a few forced sellers, but in the main, I think what we'll just see is that people waiting and seeing, just not being able to do anything in terms of transactions, and we may see some volatile prices during that period. But ultimately, this just comes down to whether the economy recovers and the virus is contained.
There was a bit of encouraging news from China in that the property sector bounced back pretty quickly. Is that something we can take hope from here?
Well, it is a little in the sense that in China, social restrictions have been relaxed. If you look at transactions there, they're zero for about 3 weeks. And so it's two and a half months on from that period, you're seeing transactions about 50% of the kind of levels we would have seen over the past couple of years. So again, it's some recovery, but it's showing it's taken time for those transactions to come back. And I suppose anyone right now who's thinking of buying a property, the banks, you can't do travel to the bank, but in any case, like before the announcements on Friday, we know the banks are being a little bit tighter in terms of sort of testing people and, sort of the kind of tightening the criteria they were sort of looking at in terms of giving out mortgages.
Just looking to the wider economy, Conal, you've been testing a range of scenarios for the year, from low growth to outright contraction. The ESRI went as far as forecasting a 7% contraction for the year. Is that possible or probable in your view?
I think it is possible. It's pretty unprecedented times. Just last week with INSEE, the French Statistical Authority, indicate that they believe the French economy is currently operating at 35%. Below its normal level. The ESRI last week published a scenario, it wasn't a forecast, but it was a 7% contraction in 2020, but clearly that would be front-loaded. Within that scenario, the ESRI assumed activity would get back to normal by the end of 2020. So that actually probably assumes at least a 20% contraction in Irish GDP in the second quarter, or at least for the 12 weeks of disruption they had assumed. So these are unprecedented times, and we need to remember, if you take the retail, wholesale and retail, hotels and restaurant sector, that's 11% of GDP. It's 25% of employment, where effectively activity has been shut down. And that's, if you wipe out the activity there, then there's a knock-on effects on the broader services sector and onto manufacturing. So we could see a very sharp contraction in Irish GDP in the second quarter, at the end of in March. And I suppose the question really is it going to be a V-shaped, a U-shaped or an L-shaped recovery? Will there be sort of second-round effects for companies when they have cash flow issues? And that leads to a much more protracted recovery and slower recovery.
Conal McCrillia, Chief Economist with Davy, thank you very much.